Hey guys, it's your host Sophie, and welcome to another episode of Ask with Dead End Hip Hop, where we ask your questions and give you our answers. Remember that the show is not sponsored or endorsed by any outside source, and this is why we're always honest and give it to you 100%. So, to start off this little ask session, did any of you guys see the Sarkeesian?
Yeah, I saw it. You could see it coming. I think anybody here, I would be surprised if nobody saw that coming.
I didn't.
Saw what coming? The hit?
Her punching her?
You guys didn't see that coming?
I mean, yeah, just because it was a video, but if I walked by, no, I wouldn't see that coming.
I seen her girls getting to scruffers just like that all the time.
Okay.
So I saw a punch. I saw a blow happening at some point.
Especially when she turned sideways.
Because like, she kept like dancing it on.
Yeah,
like,
she turned sideways like
this.
Because she was getting ready. She was getting that right hand ready. She was getting that right hand ready, ma'am. Like, oh.
She was just letting old girl talk. She got to turn sideways.
That's that get on that ghetto shit, man. She was like,
wow,
I'm about to get this leverage all right here. She gonna have it. Bah!
I did not see that shit coming.
You didn't see it coming? Man, I saw that shit coming.
I don't anticipate fighting.
Have you been in any fights?
No.
Really?
No. You can tell.
Yeah, no. Man, look at her face. She ain't got no scratch.
Mike said, you can tell.
Yeah, man, don't come off like a fighter.
No.
I mean, you don't have.
You've been in a fight. Haven't you? Be honest.
Rock should fight.
I have been in
a fight. See? Rock don't beat somebody's ass.
It was actually a boy, too.
Y'all see? See? Shakisha, no!
I feel you on that. You know how, like, when you watch sports, like, on them low channels, like, how to go to the news, whatever, and I just see it on the news, I'm like, what the heck? Like, this is news?
Right.
This is news.
Yeah.
In 2013, this gets on the news.
So you said that like World Star era. Yep.
What would you do if that happened to you?
Frustrating.
Like, if I got hit?
Yeah, if you got hit.
And oh, she gonna fight. Sophie gonna fight back.
Sophie gonna run. If Sophie's smart, she gonna run.
It depends.
What would you rock?
You
on the receiving end of that.
That wouldn't happen to Rock. Rock would have bobbed and weaved, boy.
I think Rock would have been ready. Soon as she saw that body
language,
Rock would have been like, okay, like she would have got Mayweather on that ass. Yeah. Like, yeah.
She gave her that shoulder
roll. She'd have gave her that shoulder roll and she like, give me if you want.
Would you go back for, would you go get her though? Like, would you go get your revenge?
No, I got people for that.
She's like, I got speed dial on these hoes. That's what Sophie was
doing. I could not do that. Okay, so before I actually get into the question, we actually have a follow-up from...
Black Bod?
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
How could you guess? Okay, apparently his ask question got a lot of buzz from us, and he says, thanks for doing my question, and yes, I worded it wrong. Thanks, Mike, for correcting it and putting it in the right wording. I come from an area where all I see is people of my culture being happy, struggling, robbing, killing, being this gangster type. I feel like gangster music and music all over is very persuasive to people, and I feel like gangster music doesn't really help it at all.
He's right.
So.
He's right.
That was his follow-up.
Well, I mean, I think by the end of the question, we kind of feel, I mean, well, most of us did. Ken still didn't. But I think most of us got what he meant. Ken was still mad.
I was still mad.
Yeah.
But it's cool, Black Vibe.
Yeah, well, I'm cool with it. I got what I need to get out.
Yeah.
Great. Great.
You did.
Great. So I'm just going to get into the question. It's from... KCost9000. His question is, do you feel like there's a conflict between artists you interview and your reviews? Is it tougher to call stuff whack afterwards?
Wait, artists that what?
Like, artists that you guys review, is it harder to call their projects, like, lame? Or
after
really
we
bad?
Review it?
No, yeah. After you interview them.
So, interview.
Yeah.
So, like a big creator or LP, like, they came out with something whack.
I say no, because I think, for one... this is what I get from it. They fuck with us because they know we're honest or whatever. So I think if we critique their album, they're gonna know that it's from a honest place. So
I'm with B. I think that's the main reason for the success of Dead End Hip Hop. And like you said, I think it's the main reason why artists mess with us is because we can. Whether they mess with us or not, or whether they like us or not, after the fact, you know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, you know. It's our mission to keep it 100%, you know? So whether they like what we say or not, that's not gonna stop us from saying it. So it doesn't make it harder for me, you mess with me or not. Like, I ain't grow up with you, not, you know.
So there's no pressure?
Not for me.
I think there's something to knowing that somebody will watch it.
Yeah.
You know, whether it affects what you say or not, you know, is you know, it's entirely different. But you know, there are certain artists, you know, that they are going to watch your review, and I think for them, they receive some type of value from it. Mm-hmm. Exposure, if it's good, you know, they're probably going to make some album sales. Mm-hmm. So if whether we, whack, yeah,
then what?
If it's whack,
what are they getting out of that?
What do they get out of it?
They take the criticism and apply it. A lot of the artists have said,
I'm not saying all of them.
His halo.
Y'all stop. Look, there have been artists on the show to say on our show,
one artist that we kind of sort of shit on that was like, oh, I appreciate the criticism. I made my album better because of that. Who else did that?
Jaren Benton, Big Crit, and Logic.
We shit on Jaren Benton. We never shit on Jaren Benton.
I feel you, but
we never shit on Big Crit. We did right. Shit on Logic. Logic is the only one.
We didn't shit on him.
I did.
Well, yeah, you just said it wasn't cohesive. That was the main thing.
I was rough on him.
We didn't like the
album. Okay, that's cool. But either way, they all said, regardless, we didn't have all positive things to say about Jaren either, did we?
Yeah, for the most part.
It
was just small things here or there. Like, yeah, I would like to hear him on this piece, but nothing. Nothing bad.
Well, shit.
Come on.
We
man.
Knew Logic was going to watch that review. So I guess to answer your question, I mean, we haven't interviewed him, but we knew, based on the history, that he was going to watch it. And it didn't change what I had to say.
Yeah. It didn't change what I had to say either.
Yeah.
And FIFA was already a stand, so it didn't really make a difference. And B was always kind of, you know, whatever. You know, he I don't think anything really persuades him, but. For y'all to sit here and act like, oh, if we really say negative things about the artist, they're gonna take it as criticism. Come on, man. I'm not gonna say his name, but there's a certain person that we did connect with, said something that could be even remotely construed as negative.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I'm sure you do, but let's not say his name.
I know.
He acted like a 12-year-old girl who didn't make the cheerleading team. Like he threw a fucking pissy fit. And that's the thing, it's like he's at us.
Well, yeah, but through Twitter or something?
If I say too much, he'll give away who he is. I don't want to do him like that. But the thing about it is, he came at us like we said something that was completely out of pocket because we said something critical. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even really that critical. It was a small thing.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like artists, there's been plenty of artists that stand out, like straight up do not fuck with us because we've not given their album a positive review. And they'll say, oh, well, you don't fuck with this style of rap because you got shit on my album. Okay, that's fine. They didn't sit back and say, you know what? They're coming from a sincere place, and I'm going to take their criticisms and apply it to my music. No, they say, fuck them niggas. They don't know real hip-hop. And it ends there.
But here's the thing, though, Mike. All right, so the question is that, does it make it harder for you?
Nah.
All right. So it shit don't matter to me either.
No, it shouldn't. I'm with you 100%. It doesn't change. If I interview, like we've interviewed Brother Ali, even though Brother Ali will never put out something whack. But if something crazy happened and Brother Ali put out a whack album, I do think in his case that he would look at it and say, you know what? They're coming from a sincere place. They've been honest this whole time. I'll take that. But there are other artists we've interviewed. I'm trying to think of a good example.
Yeah, you make sense. I mean, certain artists.
Yeah, certain artists will. Certain artists will take what we say, and it's like, oh, okay, you know, I mess with these guys. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of artists that'll be like, y'all don't know what y'all talking about.
Exactly.
So
we're no longer cool.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that's cool. You can feel that way. You can get your little panties in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Logic was the only one so far who was mature enough, in my opinion. Logic is the only one that was mature enough to say they weren't trying to be dicks.
Yeah.
They just said what they felt about the album. And I had to take it like a man. He's the only one. But I'm telling you, if we interviewed Big Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I was being an asshole. But if we interviewed Big Sean, he's not going to be like, well, y'all just being critical. He's going to be like, y'all a bunch of haters. Fuck y'all.
Anyway,
I do it.
And he wouldn't do the interview anyway. Unless he's never heard of us.
Yeah. Which
and we just kind of sidetracked him.
Hoodwinked him.
Yeah, bamboozled him.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think, have we ever been in a situation, have we interviewed anybody first and then reviewed their project?
I'm trying to think that too.
I don't think we have.
I don't think we have either.
Well, Crit and Logic, we did their projects before we did the interview.
That's what he's saying. Have we interviewed anybody first?
And then review their
projects. Most of the time we link up with them after the review. If they come to Atlanta, mainly if they come here.
And the reason they link up with us is because we gave them a positive review. If we shit on their album, they're not gonna be like, I gotta meet that hip hop man. They shit all over my album. I just want to see their mindset.
Yeah,
they're not gonna do that.
One for one, you know. So, and he appreciates, like when we reviewed his first tape, it was overly positive. Yeah. She was like, yeah, I love y'all guys.
Has anyone ever asked you guys, like, why? Like, why do you talk about my album, man? No. What didn't you like? What can I change about it? They just like, fuck y'all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah,
it's a lot of that we don't hear or see. Mm-hmm. And we know it's out there, but we're not doing it for them.
True. You
know? I mean, I am.
For the artist?
Yes. I say what I say for the artist. Yeah. Because my thing is, if you don't speak up and tell an artist that they're putting out music that's subpar, then you're part of the problem. So when I reviewed Canox's last release and I said, look, Vast Air, you're not spitting out lines that are really up to your potential, and he got upset with me, I'm still standing by that statement. I said that because I want Vast Air to put out the caliber of work that he put out before. Because
you know he's capable of doing that.
Because I know for a fact that he's capable of doing that. But at this point, maybe he just doesn't feel like it. Maybe his mindset has changed. I don't know. But for whatever reason, I said that for Vast Air. I didn't say that for a bunch of Vast Air fans. Right. I don't give a fuck what they think about what I said. I want the artist to go and be like, damn, motherfucker's right. When I reviewed Cage's album, it wasn't all positive. The negatives I felt about the album, I said that. And when I talked to him, he was like, yeah, I feel you. 100%. That album that you, or the song that you said that wasn't very good, I recorded that song first like over a year and a half ago. Saying I understand why you may not have liked it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that for Cage fans. Yeah. I'm a Cage fan.
Yeah.
I'm saying that shit for myself and for Cage.
Yep. Yep. That's what I was going to say. I feel like I'm doing it more for myself because it's my own personal opinion.
Right.
Like it's how the music makes me feel and moves me, right? And everybody watches this show because they all like somebody's opinion on a project. So I'm not necessarily doing it for the artist. I'm just doing it more so for the culture, for myself. Like, what I'm just giving people what I feel. You know what I'm saying? How did this make me feel? And this is why I like something. This is why I didn't like something. And you know, whether you don't like what I say or you do like what I say,
it is what it is.
I'm not.
I definitely don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I understand both perspectives. To be honest.
What? All right,
suck. You know what I'm saying?
Me and my cricket over here.
I definitely don't care, ho. Come see me about it, though, goddamn. Hey.
You know what I'm saying? The whole sense is up.
The whole fucking time, man. But you, I wish you would come to the A and say some shit. I ain't Trinidad James, goddamn. You ain't gonna main on me.
I didn't sound that harsh. I didn't sound that harsh. Stop it. Anyway. Y'all silly.
Final thoughts.
No final thoughts. Do your closing.
All right.
Damn, B.
No final thoughts.
Do your closing. The fuck you have the fucking final thoughts.
What you gonna call them goons?
I'm saying. I wish you would call a goon on me. Shit. I've been sitting about 12, 13 of them hoes.
Mike about to start doing
God damn,
song.
B. Shit.
I didn't mean anyone. You know what I mean.
Mike, stop it. Shit.
Thank you, K-Cost 9000, for your question. And to for more on Dead and Hip Hop and Ask, you can follow us at Dead and Hip Hop on YouTube and on Twitter. And for all your questions, you can send it to AskDEHH on Twitter. Follow me at Sire Music. And until next time, see you later.